Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Everything Trump Touches Dies a Republican Strategist Gets Real About the Worst President Ever is a political polemic and insider critique by Republican strategist Rick Wilson. Published in 2018. Written from the perspective of a longtime GOP operative who became part of the Never Trump movement, the book examines Donald Trump's rise, the Republican Party's decision to accommodate him, and the damage Wilson argues Trump inflicted on conservatism, political institutions, and public trust. Rather than presenting a detached academic study, the book uses sharp, often satirical language to argue that Trumpism represents a break from traditional conservative principles and a symptom of deeper institutional decay. Its purpose is both diagnostic and admonitory to explain how the party arrived at this point and to warn readers about the consequences of enabling demagogic politics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a Republican insider's account of the party's surrender to Trump. One of the book's central claims is that Donald Trump did not merely hijack the Republican Party from outside. He was enabled by insiders who chose accommodation over resistance. Wilson focuses on the strategic and moral failures of GOP elites in 2016, arguing that many party leaders understood Trump's dangers but accepted him anyway because of short-term incentives, fear of backlash, or a desire to preserve access to power. This makes the book more than a critique of one politician. It is also an indictment of a political culture that rewarded caution, opportunism, and self-protection over principle. Wilson's insider status matters here because he writes as someone who knows how party machinery works and how decisions are made under pressure. The result is a portrayal of a party that did not simply lose control, but actively participated in its own transformation. That perspective gives the book its explanatory force. Trump is treated as both a cause and a test, revealing who within the party would defend conservative standards and who would trade them away. Secondly, Trumpism as a break from limited government conservatism. Wilson argues that Trumpism is not a rebranding of conservatism, but a substitution for it. He contrasts the traditional conservative movement with its emphasis on limited government, institutional restraint, and intellectual seriousness against Trump's populist, nationalist, and personality-driven style. In this framework, Trump is less a policy conservative than a vehicle for resentment, spectacle, and political dominance. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that the old language of conservatism was emptied out once loyalty to Trump became the real test of belonging. That argument helps explain why Wilson treats Trump's appeal as ideological corrosion rather than just electoral success. He suggests that when a movement accepts performative outrage and tribal allegiance in place of principles, it no longer governs as a coherent philosophy. The practical implication is that the Republican Party's identity crisis is not temporary. If the party cannot distinguish between conservatism and Trumpism, then it risks losing the moral and intellectual foundations that once defined it. This is one of the book's most important themes because it frames Trump as a symptom of decline as much as a cause of damage. Thirdly, how chaos, corruption, and spectacle weaken democratic institutions. A major thread in the book is the argument that Trump's governing style damaged the credibility of institutions that depend on stability, norms, and public trust. Wilson emphasizes chaos as a political method, constant conflict, impulsive behavior, personal loyalty tests, and a relentless news cycle that overwhelms ordinary accountability. Rather than treating these traits as accidental flaws, he presents them as part of a broader pattern that corrodes confidence in the free press, the justice system, and the basic idea of impartial governance. The book's criticism is not limited to policy outcomes. It also targets the way Trump changes the public's expectations of what office holders can do without consequence. When corruption and incompetence become normalized, institutions lose the moral authority needed to function effectively. Wilson's analysis is therefore institutional, not just personal. He is less interested in cataloging every scandal than in showing how repeated norm breaking gradually weakens resistance. That makes the book especially relevant as a warning about democratic erosion, because it suggests that institutional damage can accumulate even when no single event seems decisive. Fourthly, satire and insult as a political weapon against authoritarian personality. The book is notable for its aggressive satirical style, which is not just rhetorical decoration, but part of its political strategy. Wilson uses ridicule to deny Trump the dignity and seriousness that usually attach to presidents and national leaders. By turning Trump, his allies, and his enablers into objects of mockery, the book tries to puncture the aura of inevitability and strength that sustains populist authority. This approach also signals Wilson's broader judgment that conventional political language is inadequate for the Trump era. He believes the situation is so degraded that understatement would fail to convey the scale of the problem. At the same time, the style creates tension in the book. Its insults and comic exaggeration can be entertaining, but they can also make the argument feel more like an attack than a balanced analysis. That tension is part of what distinguishes the book from more restrained political commentary. Wilson wants readers to feel the absurdity and danger simultaneously, using humor as a form of exposure. Whether one finds this effective or excessive, it is central to how the book communicates its message and why it stands out in the crowded Trump literature. Lastly, a warning about the future of the Republican Party after Trump, beyond its immediate criticism of Trump. The book is trying to answer a larger question: what remains of the Republican Party after it reorganizes itself around him? Wilson frames the Trump era as a crossroads for conservatives who must decide whether to continue drifting toward grievance-based populism or rebuild around older principles such as restraint, competence, and limited government. The book's practical value lies in this diagnostic function. It helps readers understand how party incentives, media ecosystems, donor behavior, and elite fear can combine to produce long-term ideological change. Wilson is not simply predicting electoral outcomes. He is describing a structural realignment in which labels survive even as their meaning changes. That is why the book remains relevant as a study of political decay and party identity. Readers interested in American conservatism, campaign strategy, or democratic accountability can use it to think about how movements lose coherence when they stop policing their own boundaries. The book's warning is that Trump may be a person, but Trumpism becomes a system once enough actors decide to live with it. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for readers who want an insider-driven, highly opinionated account of the Trump era from within Republican politics. It is especially relevant for those interested in party realignment, conservative ideology, political communication, and the mechanics of elite capitulation. Scholars and general readers alike can gain from Wilson's perspective because he connects the rise of Trump to organizational incentives, leadership failure, and the weakening of institutional norms. The book does not aim for neutrality. Its value lies in its forceful diagnosis and its willingness to name complicity inside the GOP. Compared with more conventional Trump books, it stands out because it is written by a former Republican operative who rejects the idea that criticism of Trump must come from the left. That insider rebellion gives the book a sharper edge and a different kind of credibility. Readers looking for a measured policy analysis may find the tone excessive, but those seeking a vivid account of how Trumpism reshaped conservative politics will find it memorable. Its main intellectual benefit is that it forces readers to think about how political movements abandon their own principles when power becomes the overriding goal. If you would like to support Rick Wilson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.